Gurgrate Daily Brief number 142 for Thursday, January the 24th, 2019. Has the loneliness epidemic hit you? Greetings. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgrate.com. Confession. I'm really tired of hearing people ballyhoo happiness. I want to be happy. Don't you want to be happy? Don't get me wrong. Yes, we all want to be happy, but happiness is just such a short-term objective. Nobody's happy all the time. Happiness isn't even appropriate all the time. The quest for happiness presupposes that it is a higher value than any other feeling, any other emotion, any other thing that you could possibly accomplish. It's not. We need it. But we don't need it all the time any more than we need sadness or laughter all the time. I begin talking about this because almost daily I encounter people lamenting how unhappy they are. They incorrectly think happiness is the goal, and their failure to achieve it, well, it makes them miserable. More miserable than they might have otherwise been if they'd been reaching for something more appropriate. The result? Disappointment, continued ongoing disappointment, and in many cases, increased loneliness. Social media, smartphones, and the internet are part of a grand irony. We've never been more connected to more people, more hours of a day, but many of us have never been so lonely in our lives. I bring up happiness because it's such a culturally imposed pursuit. Be happy. It's such an imposed pursuit that we've collectively fallen for it. We think it's worthwhile. We think it's the pursuit that we ought to be aiming for. And so we chase it. The other day I was reading about how people are buying clothing from online retailers and then returning it. Turns out these returns, many of these returns, people are buying clothes they can't afford, putting them on, taking photos for their Instagram, and then returning the clothes. Hypocrisy. Fronting. Faking it. Well, it's all the rage. What makes us happiest and content in life? Is it all the stuff like clothing or fancy cars or big houses? Nope. Is it more followers on our Instagram? Is it more listeners to our podcast? Is it more subscribers to our YouTube channel? Nope. 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 Surveys overwhelmingly by psychologists show that friends and family are the real prizes. Even though our need to connect is hardwired in all of us, some of us are just always alone. And conversely, some people who are surrounded by other people almost constantly still experience deep and pervasive loneliness. It's an epidemic. Just Google it and you can read plenty about it. And it's not just some fake media thing. So what are we doing? What are we going to do? Well, I can tell you what we are doing. We're faking happiness and it's making us more deeply dissatisfied and unhappy. Entrepreneurship is being held up as the end all be all. It's a path to happiness, don't you know? Quit that 9-to-5 job. Ditch the job career. Start your own thing. What? You don't have a side hustle? Well, you're a moron. You're a loser. Entrepreneurship is about spending 90% of your time working, chasing, pursuing, hustling. Sleep 4 hours. Shoot, sleep 2 hours if you can get by with it. And then work, 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 work. It's what all the cool kids are doing. Don't you want to be cool? Don't you want to be able to call yourself an entrepreneur? What's wrong with you? And then there's you. And there's me. People out here doing real stuff, chasing real stuff every day, people churning out the work, making payroll, managing inventories or manufacturing, managing budgets, putting out fires, building cultures that will perform at the highest level that we can possibly influence, serving people, serving people, serving people, serving our employees, serving customers. And some days we eat the bear. Yeah, some days the bear eats us. We're surrounded by employees and suppliers and strategic partners and customers and prospects, but we're very lonely, often feeling like we're serving everybody, but nobody is serving us. Sometimes we feel guilty because we feel that way, and so we just power through it, grind it out, but it's still there, the loneliness. Somebody on social media this past weekend, they posted a little I don't know. It's an image. I'll put it over at the show notes. Go to growgreat.com, episode 142. And it simply says this. I chuckled when I read it. You will too. Sometimes I just want someone to hug me and say, I know it's hard. You're going to be okay. Here's a coffee and $5 million. I laughed, but the more I looked at it, the more I read it, the more I thought about it, the more I realized how true it is. And I don't mean the $5 million part. Yeah, sure, that'd be nice. But the encouragement, somebody to say, listen, I know it's hard, but you're going to be okay. I mean, wouldn't that be terrific? About a year ago, I developed a fascination with encouragement. It directly speaks to this power of loneliness. And I would ask people, and all kinds of people, top-level leaders, didn't matter. I would ask people about a time when they were really encouraged. And I noticed something. People would always hearken back to some encouragement that they received a long time ago. Nobody, and I mean nobody, would mention encouragement that was recent. And I wouldn't say anything. I just listen. Sometimes I'd drill a little bit deeper, trying to find out more so I could understand why. Why did that particular act by that particular person have such an impact on you? So much so that here you are many years later remembering it and telling me about it. And as I would listen to people recount these stories of a time when they were most encouraged, I would see it in their eyes. You could just see it in their eyes, a yearning to have that experience again, a craving, a strong desire to not be so alone, a strong desire to have somebody recognize the difficulties of their life and somebody to express belief in their ability to endure it or to overcome it. Perhaps an even stronger desire to just have somebody do for them what they remember being done for them years and years ago. Somebody who cared enough to go the extra measure, to challenge them in the most positive way. Psychology Today says this: not surprisingly, feelings of isolation can have a serious detrimental effect on one's mental and physical health. Loneliness can be a contributing factor to heart disease, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, among other critical diseases. Lonely people are also twice as likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. At the root, isolation compromises immunity, increases the production of stress hormones, is harmful to sleep, and impacts cognitive abilities. All of this feeds chronic inflammation, which lowers immunity to the degree that lonely people even suffer more from the common cold. Loneliness can be a chronic stress condition that ages the body and causes great damage to overall well-being. There are many prices paid by our loneliness, compelling reasons for us to conquer it. But I'm focused on it for two main reasons. One, because of the total negative impact that it has on your life and every part of your life, including your business. Number two, because you will never be able to grow as great as you could as a person and your business. Never be able to grow your business as great as it could be if you're lonely. Coupled with that, you'll never climb higher by yourself than you can with some help. But I also think of the people whose lives can be enhanced by your helping them overcome their loneliness. So it's not just all about take. People whose lives will be better if you'll just let them serve you, because there's great value in our ability to help other people. You know that. You're a leader. You're a business owner. The intrinsic benefits to all of us are immeasurable. To know that we have others who care enough about us to help us, to know that we have others who trust us enough to let us help them, can you put a price tag on that? Because I can't. I can't properly calculate the value of that any more than I can calculate the value of my wife or my family. Can you? The challenge is how to fix it. Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. For now, I want to give you a virtual hug, and I want to encourage you, make up your mind. Please make up your mind to open up yourself to helping others and to letting them help you. To join forces in fixing the loneliness epidemic by finding and implementing a remedy so you can avoid remaining part of the epidemic. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Tomorrow, let's end the week and let's talk about remedying this loneliness, shall we? My name is Randy Cantrell. See you then.